Welcome to Angry Americans. Welcome to episode 91. And Merry Christmas. I'm your host, Paul Rykoff. Normally, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention, especially this year. Because even at Christmas time, President Mayhem is doing what he does best, blowing things up. Our political suicide bomber of a president is pardoning more war criminals. He's threatening to veto the defense budget. He's threatening to veto the COVID emergency stimulus bill. And he's entertaining the idea of sending all Americans the twisted gift of martial law for Christmas. People are understandably deeply concerned all across America. And understandably, kids all across America, like 6-year-old Paxton, are deeply concerned.
Will Santa still be able to visit me in coronavirus this season? What if he can't go to anyone's house or near his reindeer?
Well, I have to say I took care of that for you because I was worried that you'd all be upset. So what I did a little while ago, I took a trip up there to the North Pole. I went there and I vaccinated Santa Claus myself. I measured his level of immunity and he is good to go. He can come down the chimney. He can leave the presents. He can leave and you have nothing to worry about. Santa Claus is good to go.
But Santa is good to go. He got the vaccine, people. Santa's best little helper, Dr. Fauci, took care of it. So worry not. President Mayhem can't stop Christmas. Even the pandemic can't stop Christmas. Santa is still coming. Santa is good to go. Christmas is good to go. And Christmas 2020 is here. Yes, Christmas is still a go. And so, after a brutal 2020, for all you good little boys and girls, we're going to mix it up a little bit for you. Sure, there's reason to be angry this Christmas time. There's always reason to be angry. But there's also always reason to be happy. And I'm not letting President Mayhem or COVID blow that up. So I want to celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, Festivus, and the entire holiday season with you by sharing one little present of a pod for all our good little angry Americans all around the world. The Righteous Media team and I have coordinated with Santa, with Dr. Fauci, with the Elf on the Shelf, with the Mensch on the Bench, and Clark Griswold, and Emmett Otter, and Trash Truck, and Buddy the Elf for one last holiday gift for you. A special holiday time, Christmas time, Festivus time, Hanukkah time episode with some of our best guests from an incredible year of riveting and inspiring conversations. In every one of our conversations with an important, iconic, and/or inspiring guest, I always ask one of the show's trademark questions. What makes you happy? And this is some of the best of them. The legendary Stephen Colbert, World War II vet, Hollywood legend, 94-year-old Oracle Norman Lear, Molly McHugh, the Russian misinformation expert who predicted and warned us about the massive Russian cyber attack that happened this month and may still be happening now. Susan Rice, who was almost Joe Biden's VP and has now been chosen by him to lead the Domestic Policy Council and help battle the pandemic and be in charge of infrastructure, education, and health policy. WWE wrestling legend Mick Foley, who's played so many characters and right now is playing Santa. It's full of holiday cheer. Their answers, their stories, their insights give us a true holiday gift of wisdom, perspective, and humor. Even when times are tough, especially when times are tough, there's still some reason to be happy and a need for a reason to smile. This is a perfect stocking stuffer of an episode to unwrap before or after Christmas with a warm cup of hot cocoa, on a drive to work, while you're wrapping presents, if you work in the overnight shift, or in your headphones while you're looking at Jupiter and Saturn. Even if Santa left you hanging this holiday, we got you. Whether you've been COVID-blessed, like Jason Alexander, or if you had your world turned upside down, like Dr. Paul Hazer, we got you. To all you riders on the storm, to all of you who've been fighting the good fight, to all of you who've been staying vigilant, to all of you who've been staying frosty, I got you. Santa Claus is good to go, and Christmas is good to go.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens, rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese, and Santa put gifts under Christmas trees.
Welcome to the end of 2020. Hooray! You did it! Welcome to Christmas 2020. Santa Claus is good to go.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to Angry Americans, episode 91. Ho, ho, ho. Stephen Colbert, what makes you happy?
Well, I really like my dog. I really do like my dog. He's still only a year old, so he still will chew very valuable things. Ai Weiwei. Julia, there's a Chinese artist, dissident.
Yeah,
artist.
Amazing.
He sent, and not just to me, but he sent around these hand-printed masks, COVID masks, to sort of point at the need for masks with a letter, a signed letter from Ai Weiwei, like this. My dog fucking ate it. Sorry for the salty talk, but my dog ate two. I've got two of the masks left. He ate two pieces of hand-printed art by Ai Weiwei. I'm like, fucker, I could send you to college on that shit. Now I don't have the complete set. And Ai Weiwei, I'm sure you're watching. Can you please just send me another set? I just wanted to frame it. So he makes me mad too, but I love him anyway. Of course, my family makes me happy. Seeing my kids doing okay, you know, like yep. Knowing my kids are all right, you know, that they're happy. That's good. But what else makes me happy? Comedy, man. I'm so lucky. I get to hang out. My Rolodex, as my friend Tom likes to say, my Rolodex is filled with the funniest people on the planet. Professionally funny people. And if I'm really down, I can call them and go, hey, what's going on with you? And we will make each other laugh. And I always feel better at the end of it. Laughter really does. I'm not going to say best medicine, but it is an excellent psychotropic drug. It can actually put you in another place so you can have another point of view about what's going on right now. So, you know, I like to say, you know, why I feel better today? Because jokes. Because jokes, you know.
That's great.
Fear is the mind killer. And if you're laughing, you're not afraid. I mean, I know I'm repeating myself, but it really makes a huge difference. You know, there is a tyranny that wants to make you feel powerless. And jokes always, at the very least, you can laugh at the devil. And he cannot abide mockery. And it's just great to know that that's always there for you. You always have that in your pocket. You just laugh out loud. And that really makes you feel like, oh, well, shit, I've got some purpose in my life. I mean, it's not everybody. Not everybody digs your shtick. But those who do, you're making their day a little bit better. And that's just enormous. Even if you're talking about some sometimes dark things, if you're just making them feel a little bit better about it, that makes me happy to know I'm making somebody else's day a little bit better. That's a great gift. You know, I get so much back. If the show goes well, I got more energy at the end of it than the beginning of it.
Wayne Smith, what makes you happy?
Ah, that's a long list.
Well, honestly, you can rattle through it.
I'm able to see the sunrise, Paul. And I told you about that moment in time when I was on Narragansett Beach with a hippie chick and you're watching the sunrise. Well, I can watch the sunrise with my sweet wife now. And we do. So the sunrise. The company of good friends, the excitement of learning new information about climate change, about the discoveries that we are making daily through archaeology and other kinds of search for our roots and history.
Ambassador Susan Rice, what makes you happy?
Oh, a lot of things make me happy, but the most important thing that makes me happy is, frankly, my family and friends. The subtitle of the book is My Story of the Things Worth Fighting For. And I rarely get asked about what that means. But first and foremost, it means, you know, what I believe is worth fighting for is family and education and equality. And then now more than ever, the viability and of our democracy and our national unity. But friends and family make me happy. Laughing my ass off makes me happy. Dancing with abandon makes me happy.
Molly McHugh, what makes you happy?
Ooh, that's hard these days. What makes me happy is not having to sit in this box in Washington, D.C. and stare at everything through screens and phones and like have multiple phones pinging at the same time. But what makes me happy is that, you know, what I've learned in all the places that I've worked, which look, I've worked in these places in bad time periods where the Kremlin is advancing, where democracy is in decline or under siege in many respects, where the good guys are losing, where the bad guys win and like wallow in their tubs of illicit cash every night, including in the United States. But what makes me happy is that the people that you meet everywhere are this fabric of, oh, fuck no, we're not letting this win.
Henry Rollins, what makes you happy?
Listening to records. I'm kind of a gloomy person, kind of depressed all the time, but I get kind of buoyancy neutral, as they say in scuba, where I'm neither happy. I'm just like, whew, okay. And that's when I put records on. When I have the music on, I'm okay. And when the weekend comes, I put on a lot of music. And so there's a cup of coffee and tunes, either in the headphones or in front of the speakers. And that's when I'm at my happiest. Or when I'm on tour and I have an audience. And it's, you'll hear this from performer types. My level of affection for my audience, I cannot describe to you. Because when I say love, I get all embarrassed. I'm very uptight. But I love my audience more than life itself. Without them, I'm the tree that falls in the forest unwitnessed. I got no game going. I got nothing going on. If someone doesn't go, yay, I don't exist, pretty much. I love that audience.
Norman Lear, what makes you happy?
Yeah, reflexively, this conversation makes me happy. There are two little words that we don't pay enough attention to, over and next. When something is over, it is over, and we are on to next. But if there was a hammock in the middle between those two words, that would be the best definition I have of living in the moment. And this is my moment right now, and your moment. So I don't know a better, I don't know an answer I feel more keenly than this is the moment.
Mick Foley, what makes you happy?
Oh, wow. Hey, I think I don't brag about much, but I don't think you would be incorrect if you said this beard was approaching epic proportions. So I have, this will be my ninth year in the red suit. You said I play Santa. I had to bite my tongue.
Sorry.
I don't play Santa, Rykoff. I become Santa. So I'll show you like this is, you know, I've got my belt here. Unfortunately, the belt doesn't fit me. I have to order a new one, but it's like, oh, it's not just any belt. It's like, oh, it's the hand carved leather, you know, and it's like the detail and the belt buckle. So,
That's like if there was a Santa belt championship in the WWE, that's what it would look like. I mean, that's a serious belt right there.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Santa Claus is good to go. Christmas is good to go, and this show has been good to go all year long. So thank you, to all of you. I have so many good little boys and girls to thank this Christmas time.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All our guests from the entire year, from Mike Shinoda to Meghan McCain to Jake Wood to Brooke Baldwin to Baratunde Thurston to Rosie Perez to Henry Rollins, all of you, thank you. And thank you to all the hardworking elves on the Righteous Media team, especially Mighty Mercy Rich, Creative Chris Rosenthal, and Brilliant Bill Schultz. Thanks to Uncle Nearest and Tommy John. Thanks to all of you who tune in to Vice TV for all six episodes of While the Rest of Us Die. If you missed them, you can check them out this Christmas time at vicetv.com. All the episodes are there. Thanks to all our vigilant Patreon members, especially all of you who joined me for cocktails last week. We had some Christmas cocktails. And thanks to our prize winners, especially Mike Tipton and everyone else who joined us. My thanks and Merry Christmas to all of you. I'll have another special New Year's episode coming to you next week on Thursday, and we'll pick up regular shows in the new year. And thank you all for the feedback. Please keep it coming throughout the holidays and into the new year. It's like a holiday present every time we get one of your nice reviews. So keep them coming. But I like it, I love it, I want some more of it, I try. We always want to hear from you, so tweet, post on our social, or you can call over the holidays and send us a message, 833-33-ANGRY, 833-33-ANGRY. Thanks always to my family, my wife, and my two boys. I want to wish them the merriest of Christmas and send them my deepest thanks every single day. They show me what it truly means to be a helper.
Always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, you know, even just on the sidelines. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
This Christmas time and into what will be a very hard new year for so many, keep that holiday spirit. And be a helper. Find a way to channel your energy and make a difference. Find a way to make an impact. Find a way to be a helper and spread the four I's of integrity, information, impact, and inspiration. And give yourself a break this Christmas time, even if it's just for a few hours. My dear mentor Les Gelb used to say, take vacation or you get stupid. None of us can really travel, but you can still go for a walk. You can find a way to take a vacation of some kind. You can take a mental vacation, but find a way to give yourself a break, even if only for a few hours. And while you do that, stay safe. It's the season to hunker down. And if you haven't gotten COVID yet, try to protect yourself and others. Don't get it now. Hang in there. The vaccine is coming and brighter days are coming. We're all in this together, so please make plans to get the vaccine and to educate others. It's the patriotic thing to do. It's the generous thing to do. It's the smart thing to do for you and also for others, and especially the most vulnerable among us, and especially this holiday season. And this holiday season, this Christmas time, as you give out gifts, or even if you don't, please give the gifts of the four I's. Share this podcast with your friends and loved ones. Tell them to check us out. And if you're on an Apple device, please leave the show a quick review, subscribe, and we'll have it hot and fresh and waiting for you every Thursday. And over the holidays, you can go back and binge all the episodes that we've done for the last 2 years. And you can share them with others. And especially this Christmas, our thanks to everyone on the front lines, in the hospitals, in the military, riding in ambulances, holding the line. Even at Christmas time, you're out there making a difference for others. And we're grateful for you. As always, this Christmas time, we'll adapt, improvise, and overcome. Stay tuned, subscribe for free, and share. And we'll keep this movement growing week by week by week and year by year by year. It's okay to be angry, even now. But know you're not alone. We're all a little angry. That's because we're paying attention. And this Christmas time, we're all in this together. I'm your host, Paul Rykoff. Thanks for listening all year long. Stay frosty and stay vigilant, America. And Merry Christmas. Say Merry Christmas.
Merry football.
Not Merry football. Merry Christmas.
Merry football. Ho, ho, ho.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.